Hey, what's going on, my friends? It's the Christoph Lewis Podcast, and it's Contemplation with Christoph number 44. It's been a long weekend. It's Labor Day when I'm recording this, so yesterday. Today is Tuesday. It's the best day of the week, and man, I had a good weekend. We went out of town, and we saw some family, and I hope you got to spend some time with your family as well. You can find this Contemplation and all the conversations, every episode, everything podcast, on the website at christophlewis.com/podcast/book challenge, you name it. You can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the book challenge. And I'm reading one book a week for a year. And I'm on a mission to make reading cooler than ever before. So an interesting and actually awesome, very thankful turn of events is that let me digress. The reason I started reading a book a week is because I had an injury. My neck was hurt. I couldn't work out anymore. And I substituted that time instead of getting depressed with reading. So workout time became reading time. Now, good news, first time, week and a half, about almost 2 weeks, pain-free for the first time in 4.5 years. So really crazy, but I've only not been working out for 6 months. So now I had my first workout today, and it was really light, it was really easy, but I feel great. So now the interesting part is going to be reincorporating my workouts into my day, into my schedule, and still be able to read a book a week. I have it figured out in my head already, but I'm willing to test it out tomorrow and see how it works. You know, I will share that with you. And last week I read A Failed State by Andrew E. Cousins and The Art of War by Sun Tzu. So that is pretty cool because it's the first time I was able to knock out 2 books in a week, and it's because I was able to finish a book in week 18 early. So today is Tuesday. I should be starting week 21 book on Sunday, but so I'm gonna have this like 5-day head start on the book that I'm reading this week, which is Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. I've read this book before years ago when I began this mindset that I subscribe to now, this growth mindset and Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I had a friend actually give me this book, say I should read it. I didn't read it. It sat on my shelf for like a year. I finally read it and I hated myself for not reading it earlier. I hated myself not reading it earlier. I would have been a year ahead, as the saying goes. So I highly recommend you guys read this book, even though I haven't done the review yet. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 87 with Ashley Ibushi. Ashley's a good friend of mine. She's traveled the world. She's an international model and she does a lot of cool stuff on the side. She's like one of the only girls I know that plays football with the guys in leagues in New York right now. So it's really cool to see what she's doing. We had a really interesting conversation. So I would highly suggest you check that out. And today I'm going to speak with you about your mental career transition. So let's get into it. All right, you guys know I focus on career transitioning, creating your career. Today I'm talking about your mental career transition. This episode was inspired by my conversation with a guest that hasn't aired yet. He led me to believe some things that I've always been doing. I've talked about my educational and mental epiphany in my mid-20s on a lot of episodes already, but what I've realized is that I speak about career transitions all the time, which is external, like our jobs, an actual career transition. However, what I went through in my mid-20s wasn't a career transition. It was my mental career transition. I also did a little bit of reading. I read an article from job-hunt.org, which said, quote, "Transition is an internal shift within you. It means you have reached a point where it is time to let go of an assumption, self-image, or dream. A transition could be precipitated by an external change. For example, you could be laid off of work, more of a change, which could motivate you to step back from your busy life and assess if it is the time to think about pursuing a latent passion, dream, or shifting your focus to have more meaning or balance for you. This period of self-reflection could result in redefining who you are and what you do for work. It could ultimately result in a career transition to an entirely new field and a new role." End quote. This article seems like it was written exactly about what I do on the podcast. It's completely written off the premise of this podcast. If you're new here, this is what the podcast is about. Everything in these episodes is directed towards finding a career that you love, being happy in the moment, and showing you that your goals are possible through hard work while helping others. It's finding a new you, unraveling your mind from your former self, and then building that back up in a different way, a changed way for a better you. I want to help and encourage people all around the world by giving them real life examples of other people showing you that you can pursue a career that you love, give back to others along the way, and that more than often we set our goals much too low, thus selling ourselves short. So I believe that your mental career transition must come first before your career transition comes. Like much of what we discuss here, you have to be self-aware and be honest with yourself to a point where you're completely exposed to yourself and the world around you. Like I said, you have to unravel or peel back the layers of your mind to be able to really see what's going on, and then only then will you be able to lay a solid foundation for you to build your new mental career transition and then your career transition upon. So I suppose the next logical question is, how do I begin my mental career transition? And I suppose the answer to that question is something that only you can truly answer. Only you will be able to pull the trigger to launch headfirst and full force into a self-awareness and growth journey that will only create a better version of you. And the next question after that would be, how do I start? How do I know how to start? And I would immediately answer that question by saying that you're listening to this very podcast, so you're clearly on the right track, because you know I'm literally sharing both my own life experiences and the experiences of others through the conversations, and that by sharing our stories and listening to the stories of others, that this is one of the major ways that we can learn ourselves. If I had to bet, I'd say that this wasn't the only stream of education or self-improvement that you're subscribed to. So yeah, you're already on the right track, my friend. So it's time for a recap. Your mental career transition is already underway and you're making great strides to better yourself. We must first mentally transition our minds before we're able to transition outwardly in our lives. If you don't know how to start or when to start, the time is now, and you've already started by listening to this podcast and subscribing to a growth mindset, and you're doing better than you think you are. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening. I am always so full of gratitude for you listening and sharing the podcast episode with friends that need to hear as well, and rating 5 stars if you do enjoy. And if you don't enjoy something, I always say, like, I don't expect you to agree with everything. I think it's really cool that we all have unique perspectives and opinions, and that we can articulate those differences in a respectful way and be able to talk through it, as opposed to all the ranting and belittling that I've seen on social media lately. And some of it's been directed towards me, and I've already posted about that. So you guys, I'm not even gonna get into that on today's episode. So thank you so much for all the positivity and the support. It is greatly appreciated. It more than outweighs the negativity. And despite the negativity, I have no intentions of ever stopping, because there is just too much good that comes out of sharing our stories with each other with the intention to help each other. Thank you so much for listening, but please don't only listen. You have to apply this. You can listen to all the best advice, the best podcast, read all of the best books, but if you don't apply it, it means nothing. All right, my friends, have the best day ever.